Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. A bad seat, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out a bad day, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Farrell Appalachian, right across the river into the woods from where Granny loves a little super silver haze before she goes to bed in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, the bread to drive in some kind of fashion, shake it up, she do. All my friends that come around, flat to flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs up down, with a mess of sides and tatter, my brain splattered all over my head, she do, shake it, ooh, ah, woo, woo. I think I'm out of calls, I'm from Keith, she do, bet, Hey, what's kicking? I'm Pharrell with your boy Mafia tonight. And, I'm watching the Joel Embiid Sixers taking on the Bucks. About 4 minutes left in the third. It's 90-82 Sixers. And really, the reason I'm watching is because Embiid is such a freak. He's got 29 and 10 already. He's 3 of 4 from 3. He's 11 of 16 from the floor. He's 4 of 5 from the line. He's got a steal on top of it all, and he's a plus 15. I mean, this guy is in 26 minutes. I mean, the guy just absolutely is flat out the MVP. Now, I know that people want to talk about other players, and, you know, I love Ja Morant, and he's not going to get it. I know that, you know, strangely enough, there's people saying Joker again, and I'm not digging that. I mean, bottom line is, you tell me. I mean, are you going to tell me that, they're about the same record, Denver and Philly. Has Joker done it again? Like last year, he stole it from him. Is he the MVP again? I don't think so. I actually think Embiid is, and that's primarily because I have a ticket at minus 3,000 on him. To win the MVP. I need the guy to win the MVP. It's just unbelievable. And then the guy that I would put ahead of anybody else, to be honest with you, in second is DeMar DeRozan. I think the guy is just absolutely going off every single night that he plays. I mean, he has 35-plus points every night he plays. He's got 7 straight games over 35 points. The guy's just absolutely flipping out. And I love watching him do it, too. DeRozan's like, he broke one of Michael Jordan's records last night. And, you know, today is Jordan's birthday. And then Jordan has the other record at 10 games of 35-plus. He had the other one at 6 games at 35-plus. So he already broke that one. Now he needs 3 more to tie, 4 more to pass Jordan. If he has 4 more games of 35-plus in a row, he'll be, you know, the only guy in Bulls history to ever do it that many. I mean, Jordan's done, you know, 6 and 10. He needs to go 11, and then that'll be that. That's pretty lofty company you're dealing with there if you pass Michael Jordan's records, because he owns every record in history, you know, in Chicago. That's all there is to it. We welcome our radio affiliates to the Pearl on the Bench show. Sirius XM, channel 159, Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio in San Diego. I'm here to Tijuana, do you wanna? Sports Map Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, armed forces all over the globe, especially in Ukraine with the NATO friends trying to get it done against the Ruskies. Give me a hoorah, soldier, hoorah. So, there you go. And the other reason I'm watching the Sixer game is because the Nets lost. I was watching them tonight. They got beat by the Wizards on a home run from the Wizard. Wizards won 117-103 over the Nets in a makeup game from December. I said today, do you think the Nets can handle playing 2 games in a row and coming back from 28 down and actually performing tonight against the Wizards and winning a game at home? No. No, they can't. They didn't get it done. The Wizards got it done. The Wizards came in and beat them. And Hachimura had 20 to lead him. And then on the Nets side, the rookie Thomas again 20. But Patty Mills had 22. So Aldridge had 16. Seth Curry had 12. Brown had 10. And Carter, the other guard, had 14. But they lost. So it is what it is. We'll keep our eyes on the other games in the NBA. Tons of college action tonight. The Leafs beat the Penguins in the NHL. There's other games on the ice. We'll get into all that. And in terms of the other games right now, by the way, double overtime. Heat beat the Hornets by 4. Too bad I had, I believe, in that game, 5. I got 5 this morning with the Hornets in Charlotte. Cover! It's Pharrell on a bench.
May or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever gotten rabies from trying to get a fresh rabbit's foot, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
All right, so Mafia is with me tonight, and no better time than now, I guess, to just talk about what's going on here with regards to, I guess, me. Here's the deal, because I have never said anything about it, but I'm allowed to now. I've been told I can talk about it. So here's the deal. I signed a new deal to stay at Sports Grid. I'm cool. I'm not going anywhere. I love it here. I like working at Sports Grid. I like everybody. I dig it. I'm down with it. I've had fun. I enjoy it. And it's that simple. I like doing what I'm doing. And I did a new deal with them. So that's cool, right? So here's the deal, though, is that I'm not going to be doing the late night radio show anymore. As of tomorrow night's the last show for me, doing you know, the 10 to midnight East, that I've been doing for the last couple of years. Right. So, really what I want to do and what I'm going to do is, believe it or not, I'm going to be, doing more TV. So, I signed a deal to, increase, my TV presence. I'm doing, they've expanded, Coast to Coast to 3 hours. So it's been 2 hours from 4 to 6 Eastern. And now it's going to be 3 to 6 Eastern. And, that starts on Monday. So coming up on Monday here, the 21st, which I believe is Monday, unless I'm mistaken, Mafia says I make a lot of mistakes, but I actually think Monday is the 21st. So I believe Monday is President's Day. So on President's Day, I start doing 3 to 6 Eastern on Sports Grid TV. And that show will be carried, obviously, on Sirius 159. It'll be on Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio in San Diego and Southern California, all over California, really. And then Sports Map and Sports Byline. It'll be on like it always is, every day. And it'll be on both the TV and on the radio network, right? So what's happening is that I'm not going to do the show at night anymore. And Carver High, Mafia, and Joe Lisi are going to do it. Carver High and Joe Lisi were doing college football today, every day on the radio in the afternoon. So they're moving into that slot. They're going to be doing it. And Mafia is going to be doing it and running it. And they're going to be jamming every night starting Monday, moving forward. Now, I've been told that there's all kinds of exciting things happening with the TV show that I think maybe even one of the hours will be carried in on the radio network overnight, right? Like, so instead of me being on at 10 to 12 live, they're going to carry one of the hours, I believe, or who knows? I don't even know how they do it, to be honest with you, but maybe they'll carry more than 1 hour of the Coast to Coast in a replay on the overnight radio, sports radio network. Okay, so it's still going to be on. I'm going to be on. I'm going to be on every day on the radio side with my TV work. So everything I do on TV will be on radio. And I'm just essentially doing more TV and not doing the live radio show anymore at night. And I'll tell you why, okay? Just to be cool about it. I have done the late night radio thing for pretty much 35 years. You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing this. You have no idea how long I've been doing this. I've done 8 to midnight, 10 to 1, 10 to 2, 10 to midnight. And I mean, I've been doing that for like longer than you could imagine. So I have done it forever. And I've also done Morning Drive. I did Morning Drive in New York. I did Morning Drive in Miami. I did Atlanta. I've done Afternoon Drive in Atlanta. I've done mornings in Atlanta. I've done mornings in Chicago with Mancow. I have done more radio than anyone. I know I've done more radio than anybody here, and I've done more radio than anyone in history, basically, at overnights and late night, right? So for me, what I wanted to do, and I mean this in total respect, right? No disrespect to anybody. I did it because, you know, when I came to Sports Grid, I wanted to just do TV. I really did. And then COVID hit, things changed. We started a radio network. They asked me if I would do it. I did it just to be a good soldier. Like I've always been that guy. I'm willing to do whatever to make Sports Grid great. And I think everybody else that works at the company is trying to make Sports Grid great. So everybody's trying to do their best. And that's all I was trying to do. But that's not really, to be honest with you, why I came here. I came here to get away from doing the overnight radio thing. I came here to stop doing 10 to 2 to do daytime television and drive time afternoon, you know, 4 to 6 television, 7 to 9 television. I would have been done at 9, and that was even like, you know, that was under advisement too. Like, should I do that one? I just wanted to, you know, to be honest with you, have a life, because I've never had one. I've never had a life. I've never been able to go out with my wife to dinner once in 22 years. I just don't have that opportunity. I have two kids that are in basically high school and basketball stars, and I've never really, I mean, like 98% of the time, I've never seen them play basketball. Only in a miracle, like Mafia has gone to a couple games with me when she was younger, but not when she's been really good. Like, she's dropping 25 a game, and I don't get to go see her play. He's a great point guard on the high school team. I never get to go see him play because I don't have a life. And people can think whatever they want. I don't care. It's just time for me. You know what I mean? Like, so in all due respect, in the most respectful way possible, I've been able to, and Sports Grid's afforded me that opportunity. They've given me the chance to do what I want to do. And I just want to do the TV side of it. I love doing it. I love doing the TV show, Coast to Coast. I have no problem doing the last couple of years of Pharrell on a Bench at night live, but it's just not something I want to do anymore. Fair enough. So I just, you know what? I'm burned out, and I just, it's hard for me to express it any other way. I want to do TV. That's why I'm here. That's my calling. I love doing it. That's what I live for. That's what I get up for. That's what I gear up for. That's what I want to rage on the air doing. And then it's hard for me to actually get up for the late night thing anymore. For me, it's like, all right, how many coffees do I have to make to get through this show at my age? And I just don't, I don't want to do it. So Monday, I'm going to be doing 3 to 6 on Coast to Coast, and everything else is going to evolve over time. Overnight, an hour of it on radio or whatever they decide to carry, that's cool too. But as far as Pharrell on the Bench, you got tonight and tomorrow. So if I'm you, spark one up and have a beer.
May or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
They got their ass beat. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
For all on the Bench. So, you know, Mafia has been doing the show with me for a long time. I mean, 16 years. And I got to tell you, like, so this is just me, you know, saying this, and I want to see what he has to say about it. But, like, he saw me do the show, and even Morenci and Cam Stewart saw me doing the show at Howard Stern and at Howard 101 and on the Stern channels. And, I mean, I, you know, that's who I am, man. that was really me. That was really me. I think back in the 90s and 2000s on, you know, Pharrell on a Bench, you know, nationally and on The Fan in New York and, you know, doing it from L.A. in Culver City. That was the, you know, greatest show ever. But the Howard 101 show was really, I think it was my calling. Like that was really who I was. That's me in a nutshell. That was the most unglued, uncensored, uninterrupted, absolutely maniacal, insane, crazy, wild, unequaled, filthy, disgusting, repulsive, most kick-ass show I've ever done, right? And it was just the greatest thing ever. And then I went to, you know, after 8 years of that, I went to CBS. I went back to CBS, and I did 8 more years with them. I've had like, you know, I've had over 25 years with CBS, you understand? And I got a pension. I did a lot of work at CBS in late nights, overnights, and mornings, and everything in New York. And I mean, I moved to New York from LA. They made me move to New York, CBS, a long time ago, and I've been here ever since. And then I went, you know, I did 8 more years. And I got to be honest, I would have never left. I would have never left Sirius or the Howard channels ever. But at the time, the writing was on the wall that Howard was going to change the channels. Like, I'm a very bright guy. I can smell it coming, man. Like, you can smell chronic when you're walking through the football parking tailgate. You smell a fatty. You're like, what's that? Gee, I wonder what that is. You know, so I'm like, I could tell the writing was on the wall. Mafia was there with me. He knew it was coming, that they wanted to move me to another channel. And fair enough, I understood it. It was reasonable. There was nothing dirty about it. They were cool to me. They wanted me to stay. And I went, I got to be honest with you. I went back to CBS because I'm just flat out, I wanted to keep tacking on pension years. Like, that may sound crazy to you, but I got 25 years of pension from this company. They're going to be paying me till I'm dead. And that's just all there is to it. I was in SAG-AFTRA. I was a union guy, and I, not that I liked it, but I sure liked that pension. And I went back and tacked on 8 more years to what was like, I think it was like, I was on about 18 years or something like that, or 17 years. And then I put on another 8, and they owe me literally from 65 or 67, something like that, till I'm dead. And it's a lot of money. And that's why I did it. It's that simple. They're like, stay at Howard. We're going to move you to a different channel. Don't leave, blah, blah, blah. Or go back and just do a show on a sports network and make free money. Like, just free money. That's really what it is. I got paid a lot of money to do it, and then a pension on top of it. Because I had so many years. So that's why I did it. Then I went to Sports Grid, and I took a chance. I took a risk. I took a dive, and I decided that I liked sports betting more than I liked doing Vatican Radio. So when I was at CBS, it was really wussy radio, right? And it was as bad as it gets. I mean, let's just be honest. I'm not here to you know, BS you. And then I liked Lou Mayone, and who owns our network and owns our company, and I liked him, and I met him, and we hit it off, and we cut a deal, and I came to work at Sports Grid, and I did it. And then they started the radio network, and I started doing it. But for me, I'm too violent to do this the way I'm doing it these last couple of years. It's just not me. It's not me. And I, you know, you can think whatever you want. I'm too radical and too crazy to be satisfied with, you know, doing what I'm doing and not being happy. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta enjoy being what I am on the air, and I want to be great, and I want to be incredible, and that's it. And it's the same on TV. I want to be awesome every day, and I want to give it everything I got. And I want to be incredible. And I just haven't felt that. And I just, it just doesn't, it's just not cutting the mustard for me. And so I'm just like, I just want to do TV. That's why I came here. That's what I want to do. And that's what I'm doing. So I've done this for so long. I think I deserve it. You know, people look at me like I'm crazy or something, and I'm like, listen, I've done this longer than you've been alive. So just mind your own business. Don't mess with me. I'm a pit bull. honestly. I'm just like, I've done this longer than anybody. I know when I'm not doing what I should be doing. And I want to do something else. And I love doing the Sports Grid TV. Don't get me wrong. I just don't like doing late night anymore. It just doesn't do anything for me. It just sucks. And for me, I'm sorry if I bum anybody out, but, you know, I got to do what's right for my soul, right? I mean, fair enough. I got to do what makes, you know, I got to give it my all every day. And if I don't want to do it, if I don't want to do it, it's just, it's over. So I'm not going to shortchange anybody. I'm not going to half-ass anything ever. I'm still doing it every night, banging it out and doing it. And I never wanted to. So I did it anyway. I did what I had to do. And it wasn't like I was jumping up and down to do it to begin with. I left late night radio to come here and do TV. And then a minute later, I'm doing late night radio again. So I might as well have just stayed and kept the pension going. So for me, I was able to do it. No problem. I did it. I did what I was a man. I did what I'm supposed to do. And it is what it is. And now they want me to do more TV, which I'm into. They want me to do weekends. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do all kinds of shows. I'm going to go on the road a lot. We did the Super Bowl. We're going to go do Final Fours, everything else. We're going to do a million things at Sports Grid. And it's very exciting. And that's what I'm into. I'm totally into that. I am 150% into that. And Mafia will tell you that all of this is dead on the truth. Tell them, you know me better than anybody. I mean, I just don't, it's not that I haven't been, when I'm on the air, I give it everything I got and I'm doing my thing, but I don't want to do it. I mean, it's that simple. I don't want to do it. And I want to do the TV. I don't want to do this. So I went to him and I said, listen, let me do this and not that. And they've been very cool to me. Sports Grid has been great to me. And if anybody can't handle it, I recommend highly having a sandwich with mayonnaise on it. I just don't care what anybody thinks. I really don't. I'm not being disrespectful to anybody. I don't know how many ways I can say it. Lou, Mike Cardano, Greg Sussman, all the people that run the network have been great to me. I don't have anything but love for them. I mean that entirely, in full sincerity. I completely love being a part of it. I just, I'm old. I don't want to do it anymore. I mean, I want to have a life. I want to take my wife out to dinner and then get laid. But like every night of my life for 22 years, I go to bed. My wife's snoring when I walk in the room. I'm just like, oh, Jesus. She's like a giraffe. And I'm just like, it's the worst feeling in the world when everybody's dead out and I'm lit like I'm on coke and I'm walking in. I used to get home with Mafia at 3:30 in the morning, and I got pulled over 7 million times because I'm like some drug dealer or something. I worked, you know, just animal hours. It's the worst. Try doing it. Like, I heard these kids that work here, whatever, talking about getting up and doing morning drive and doing these shows at 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning, whatever, and doing it. I've been doing that for 35 years. Nobody's got anything on me. I did morning drive. I used to walk in and do morning drive in New York on NEW on the greatest station ever with Opie and Anthony, and I was doing morning drive. I used to come in right from the bar, just absolutely lit. And do it and just somehow try to stay awake till 10 in the morning. I mean, I would pass out at the radio station in my office. They'd find me hours later, like drooling on a sofa. I mean, I have done everything. Working late night. I've worked late night more than any human being on earth. They call me the king of late night. I mean, they do. So I think it's time for me to, you know, live life a little. You know what I mean? Enjoy life a little. It's my turn to not do late nights. Thanks so much. Good luck to everyone.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info, you can ask your dumb friend Kevin. Duh! Or you can just listen to us. We recommend us. And we won't ask to borrow your car either. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, Mafia, just tell the truth. What was it like? Honestly, like you've done a million shows with me over the years, the Stern days, the CBS days, the Sports Grid days. I mean, you know that I was certainly a lot different when you first started working for me, and the show was a lot different. Back then, right? Like it was entirely 180 degrees, 360 different than what it is today. Like, I mean, do you even recognize me anymore?
Yeah, no, it is completely different given, you know, the parameters that we're working with, you know, the pandemic, everyone working from home, no one's in the same spot. You know, the limit, not being in a studio is much different. You know, it's a lot different when, you know, we're face to face or, you know, through the glass in a studio, and you rip off somebody, you can go off their reactions, their, you know, the way they're behaving, things like that. We have, you know, the sound effect drops that we use. We had music, you know, all that stuff that we could do. I mean, and then you talk about when we're at Sirius before on Stern, where we could just drop in on games, you know, Monday Night Football, all of a sudden we're listening in as they're in the red zone. You know, there was just so much opportunity, things to do that unfortunately, with the setup that we have right now, you haven't been able to utilize it and really, you know, expand you and how you do the show to what it was before.
So what do you, what did you think when I like told you that I didn't want to do it anymore? What was your reaction to that?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, one of the best things about coming to Sports Grid, you know, now besides just being on TV, besides working with the people that we do and, you know, trying to start something huge here and build it up from the ground up, is that, you know, you were done with nights. You know, you were doing 4 to 6, and then we were doing 7 to 9 in game live, and then it's all right, time to go home. And, you know, it's partly night, but it's not 8 to midnight like we did at Sirius, or 10 to 2 a.m. like we did at CBS. So, you know, the schedule was moving up and we were done before we even got going on the other shows. And, you know, you get home and get to bed at a decent time. So to have to then completely change that back to what we left to, you know, start it all up again and expand things was definitely a shock. So I wasn't surprised at all, you know, over the last couple of years of doing it with you, you know, seeing how it affected you that you wouldn't want to continue it.
There you go. It is what it is. So anyway, tomorrow, strangely enough, will be the last time I do it. But you never know. I mean, I'm never going to say never. I'm not going to, I'm not like saying I'm never going to do radio again. That's certainly not what I'm doing here. Doing late night radio, overnight radio again, I don't think that's going to happen. I definitely think that, you know, you're going to have to entice me to do something a lot different than working past when the sun goes down. That's it. I mean, I'll tell you what, I've done it at all levels, and I've done it well at all levels. Every time I did it, I got huge responses, huge audience, huge ratings, made people a ton of money, and it was in mornings. I was very successful. Afternoons, I was very successful, and at night, I was really successful to the ultimate level, doing, you know, late nights and overnights. I mean, no one has done what I've done, and there's a lot of really talented people that do this. I get it. There's a lot of people that are fantastic at doing it. I think Morenci's great. There's a million people that do it that are really good at it, and they all know me. So that's one thing I got going for me. You know, I never did it and went unnoticed. So believe me, I set the standard and I left my mark like a dog leaves his mark on the telephone pole. I certainly did that. And I'm proud of what I've done. And I'm not saying I won't do it again. I'm just saying I don't want to do late night again. I'm too old. And I play basketball. You know, and I only got a couple years left to do that. You know, I bet by the time I'm 60, I could be wrong, but, you know, a lot of my friends play basketball after 60, and I have to say that with Mafia's blessing, they all suck. They all suck. They think they're good, and they're not. And the deal is, I'm still a good basketball player, and I got a couple years left. That's it. And so everything's kind of winding down for me in that regard. So I want to play basketball at night more than I want to do late-night radio. Fair enough? And I want to do TV in the daytime when I'm lit like a firecracker and I'm raging. And I prep that show. I get crazy getting it ready. I do everything. Mafia does a lot. Mike does a lot. Carver High. We all do a lot to get it successful. And the fact that they're expanding it is great. I'm going to be doing some cool stuff on weekends. I'm going to be doing some cool. So people have never seen me do the weekends. So I'm going to do some weekend stuff. I'm going to do a lot of road trips, a lot of big sporting events on the road. Like when we did LA, I'm going to do more of that. I'm going to do more, you know, specials with Morenci and stuff like that at big events, Final Fours, et cetera. So I think I'm going to be on more than ever. I'm going to be on more than ever. I'm just going to be on TV more than ever. Fair enough. And I don't think I'm some kind of prima donna. I don't think I'm some kind of, oh, I need to be on television because I'm better than you or anything like that. I'm not that dude. I just like doing it. And for some reason, I get off doing it more, and I certainly get off doing it more than late night radio, okay? So I've done late night radio so long, for 35 years, that I'm sick and tired of it. And, I don't want to retire. I don't want to end what I'm doing because I think I have too much fun doing it, and I love it, and I'm still good at it. I just don't want to do this anymore. So I'm doing that for myself, like, you know, and for my family. Like, I don't want to do it anymore. It's no different than, and I'm not comparing myself to him, but Tom Brady just finally said, I've had enough. I'm good. Thanks. Bye. I've done enough. I've accomplished plenty, and I'm good to go. So I think I'll stop doing this and do something else in life. What I'm doing is I want to do as much as possible with Sports Grid on TV. I love the streaming TV. I love working here. I wouldn't have signed again if I didn't. If I didn't like Sports Grid, I would have left. Everywhere, take a look at my record. It's real simple. Wherever I'm miserable, I leave. I don't sit around and work for people I don't like. I don't do that. I never have, never will. The guy that I left at CBS was such a D. I wanted to beat his face in with my fist. Mafia knows it's true. And it was either get out and get another gig, or I'm going to hurt him. I don't like him. I'm going to beat his ass. It's going to happen. I'm just going to hurt him. He reminded me of like a guy I play in basketball. I just want to break his nose. Mafia knows it's true. Tell him.
It's true, for sure. It is.
So I left and I brought Mafia and Carver High with me. I'm like, let's go. Let's do something exciting in life. Let's take a chance. Let's take a leap. And we did it. And we're all happy that we did it. Don't read into this the wrong way, because I know a lot of people will, and they're idiots. Don't read into anything. I'm doing more than ever with Sports Grid. I'm just not doing late night radio anymore. So it is what it is. And just think of me tomorrow night when I do it for the last time. When I'm done doing it tomorrow night, I'm going to get laid. Okay? There you go. That'll be that. I am. I already told 30 Varsity, prepare yourself. I'll be coming up soon. Midnight on Friday night, the party begins, because I'm going to have a little party. I won't know what to do with myself Monday when I work from 3 to 6 and I'm done. I did plan a date, though, Mafia. I'm taking Chop to a movie next week. On, like, you know, at like 7:30 movie. Taking her to the movie theater, like an IMAX thing, and I'm going to take her to a movie. I haven't gone to a movie with my kid once, ever. I've never done anything with my family ever at night, ever. So imagine that. It's like learning how to ride a bike or something. I don't know what to do with myself. Like, I won't know what to do with myself that I don't have to do this show. How many times, Mafia, did we play basketball and have to drive 90 miles an hour to New York City to make the radio show? How many times? Every week.
Countless
for like
times.
What? 8 years? Eight years every week? And how reckless did I drive?
Like a complete crazy person.
But now I don't have to do that anymore, Mafia. I even told Mavi today that he could bring his.
Well, you also have to drive like 5 minutes from the court to your house too. It's a big difference than having to drive to the city.
Well, listen, when I drive from my the gym to my house, I still drive 90, and then when I drive from the gym to the city, I drove 105. There's a difference of 15 miles an hour. But I did invite Mafia to bring his fat ass back to the gym and play basketball again after his wife has this baby and that they start, you know, changing diapers and the baby starts sleeping and eating and farting and getting normal. And when his life gets back to normal, we'll bring his fat ass back on the basketball court when he used to be a great baller, 6'5", 240. Now that he's 6'4", 300, we're going to have to get him back on the court and, you know, get his shin splints going again. You know, he needs to get some of that hardwood cardio, leg-pounding, knee-pounding basketball back in his life when he used to block shots and rebound and throw elbows at large men and play with the ballers. I'm going to get him back on the court if it's the last thing I do. Now I'll be able to play whenever I want. And I don't have to worry about driving 100 miles an hour to make it to some late-night radio show. God, that drove me nuts. I should have been arrested like 100 times. I drove like an animal. I drove like Jacques Villeneuve, making the Daytona 500 at the age of 50. He ain't got nothing on me. He's got nothing on me. The way I drive. But now I'm scared to death. I got a kid in high school driving. Oh, my God. Is that the worst? I mean, that is the most nerve-wracking thing ever when you see him drive off. And they, you know, they're out there driving around. And when I taught him how to drive, I saw him drive. And it's scary. It is really scary watching someone learn how to drive. When, you know, you don't remember it when you how bad you were when you started driving, right? And then you become good at driving over time because of repetition. But when you give your vehicle to your kid and they drive off and they're gone all night with your car or your other car or whatever car, and you know they're supposed to be home at midnight, believe me, you, that is the most stressful thing in the world if they'll A, crash, B, even make it home. I mean, in this day and age, right? You hear about it all the time. People, you know, crashing cars and kids wrecking, and they get five or six kids in the car and they wreck. I mean, it's enough to drive you nuts. It's enough to drive you nuts. So I'm going through all this stuff right now. Kids in high school talking back to me, smarting off to me, driving around. Oh, my God. It's all nerve-wracking, nerve-wracking. I can't have it affect my jumper, Mafia, as you know. My J from 30 feet out is so clean that I can't have some kid that even if it's my kid or your kid, I can't have kids interfering with my clean jumper, son. Or my ability to finger roll at the 10, son. You know I can finish inside too in your face. Or step back popper. Or a pump fake under drag scoop bucket. You know I can do all those things. Philly leading Milwaukee 120 to 116 with 37 seconds left. Looks like Pharrell's going to hit the Sixer spread tonight in Milwaukee. It's Pharrell on the bench.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever said you've got 20 that says Mo's going to take one in the eye from Curly, you're probably our kind of listener. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
That's the problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
So Philly just hit a free throw, and now it's a four-point lead, and this game's over. So Maxey's at the line to shoot another, and he's had a great game, and the Sixers are going to win in Milwaukee. It is amazing to me how, frankly, the Bucks just, I mean, just constantly punt games and lose games. I mean, it really is. I think it's crazy. Now, Giannis is throwing a temper tantrum. He thinks he stole an inbounds pass and scored, and he didn't. It was not legal. That was not legal, and the refs are not giving him that basket. And now Rivers is screaming and yelling, wants a timeout. But Giannis did not steal the inbounds, and the basket will not count. It's 123-120 Philly. They were up five. Now they're up three. There's 3 seconds left, and the Sixers are going to win this game. I got to see it myself. So there's the there was no ball. The ball never went it never went out of bounds to go inbounds. It just, he made the basket. The ball came straight down. Maxie touched it. He did hit Embiid with the ball. But the ref's right. The ball never was behind the line in terms of inbounding it. It was not a legal basket by Giannis. Giannis is trying to pull everyone's he's trying to pull a fast one on everybody, and it's just not happening. And trust me, that. They're not giving him that basket. That's that.